Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stulting.
Welcome to Praying Pals. Each week we enjoy time together focusing on God's Word and praying together as kind of a devotional prayer time before going to church. So thanks for joining us. So glad we're together now. Today, I am so happy to remind everybody of this, that God already loves you. And you don't have to get lots of trophies, money, job awards, or even plastic surgeries, because God already loves you. He loves you more than you can imagine if you spent all your life imagining. I mean, we are talking love. He loves you. And sometimes we grow up with people in our lives that we try to please, we keep trying to get praise, we keep wanting to hear, I love you from maybe even a parent. But you know what? God loves you, and you can't, frankly, you couldn't, even if you tried to earn the love of God, you can't earn the love of God. He already loves you. And he loves you so much that he sent his son, his only begotten son, to take your punishment, take your place on the cross, and conquer sin, meaning all the ways you've fell short of God's ways. That he bore that. He took capital punishment for you so that you can go to heaven. So put your faith in Jesus. Don't try to earn the love of God. He already loves you. And in fact, it says Romans 5:8, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So that means while you were a sinner, not even aware of things, that Jesus died for you, that he was thinking of you and wanting to pave a way for you, because we can't save ourselves. I mean, I know very much that I could never save myself. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So let's stop rejecting God and accept him as our loving Savior and Lord. So today I encourage you to remember that God already loves you and to love him back and receive him in your life. He's been calling after you. He's been saying, you know, come to me. So let's remember to do that this week, and let's pray together right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time together with the listeners, and I pray, Lord, that you would just really make your presence known to them. Draw them to yourself. Help them to understand what it means to know you as personal Savior and Lord. And right now, some of the listeners may be wanting to just do it on the spot. And so we just say, we are sorry for our sins. We are sorry that we've ignored your love. We are sorry for our sins, and we turn from them. And we recognize you're right, we're wrong, and we receive you, Jesus, as our personal Savior and Lord. We trust in you to save us from sin and hell. We trust in you to take us to heaven. And we just right now confess you as our Savior and Lord. Some of us are reconfessing this. And we just come to you with open arms and thank you that your arms are already open to us. And we just run to them, run to you. And thank you for loving us so much. Help us to love you and others more this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Okay, so this week I encourage you to print off a Bible verse again, this time about God's love. And I encourage you to put it on your coffee maker. Put it as your cell phone wallpaper. Whatever helps you to see it. And then when you see it, ask God. Actually, instead of asking God, I should say, thank God. Thank God for his love. And let's love him back. And remember Psalm 34:10, those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. God is good. Let's stay involved in church and enjoy Jesus every day. And join us at prayingpals.org for extra prayer support 24/7. Over 4,000 folks worldwide have joined, and we all pray every Friday. We have agreed to do that. So if you need extra prayer, by all means, stay in touch with your church and also get extra prayer at prayingpals.org. Have a bright, blessed week, my friends, and remember, Jesus is with you.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacy Ruth Stolting.